of Northern Cyprus, Dervish Eroglu, have met under the aegis of the United Nations. The politicians are looking for solutions of the issues related to citizenship and immigration. The latest meeting between the leaders was last Thursday. United States have signed an agreement for installing elements of the planned NATO anti-missile shield. This happened during a visit of Romanian President Traian Băsescu to the United States. According to the agreement, systems of the shield will be installed in the Deveseu Air Base, including Aegis radar system and SM-3 missile system. 200 US soldiers will work in the base. Igor Lukšić and the leaders of the opposition have reached an agreement concerning the definition of mother tongue language classes in schools. Montenegrin, Serbian, Bosnian and Croatian language and literature is the new official definition. This gives a green light to adoption of the election law, previously boycotted by the opposition. This law is crucial on Montenegro's path to EU membership. Related to the discussions over the name of Macedonia and recognizes the Republic of Macedonia under its constitutional name. However, the United States supports a process of discussions under the aegis of the UN aimed at solving the issue between Macedonia and Greece. This is what newly appointed US ambassador to Macedonia, Paul Lowers, has said. Macedonia's president, Georgi Ivanov, has pointed out that Macedonia hoped a solution would soon be found, but also hoped that Greece was also ready to look for a solution. This was all in today's events and developments on Radio Bulgaria. Stay with us. And now it's time for our daily music swoop. Today we'll present you the song Utre or Tomorrow by band D2. Listen next to it.
Пълна вяра, пълна сон. 4th of October, the National Archaeological Museum in Sofia hosts a photo exhibition entitled European Images. The show has been organized by Fratelli Alinari Publishing House and Photographic Archives. For more than 150 years now, the archives have grown to 6 million photographs. The exposition consists of two parts. The first one is a visual story of the events, facts and persons from the social, political, economic and cultural history of the Old Continent. The second presents the 27 EU member states. Each member participates in the event with 4 photographs, which have been selected by its embassy in Rome. Bulgaria's contribution is 4 pictures by male photographer Alexander Mikhailov. The first one depicts the restoration of a late medieval mural in Sofia's Priam Church, which is a UNESCO monument. The second shows the last Christmas of Block 4 of Kovodui nuclear power plant that shut down in early 2007. The third takes viewers to the synagogue in Sofia, and the fourth depicts a child from an orphanage. The exposition was first shown in Rome back in 2008, then toured to Berlin, Ljubljana, Paris, Brussels, Bratislava, Madrid and Budapest. After Sofia, its tour continues around other EU member states. There is more from Italian ambassador to Bulgaria, Stefano Bernato.
Questa mostra è stata inventata quando è stata inventata.
The exhibition was set up back in 2007 to mark the 50th anniversary of the Treaties of Rome that gave birth to the European Economic Community and European Atomic Energy Community. The exposition has already visited 8 European capitals. I'm very proud that Sofia is not the 27th capital to host the show, but is among its first stops. This is no accident. We meant it as a gift to the country in token of our respect. It's an additional support and encouragement for what your country is doing within the European Union to assume its due place in Europe. The photo exhibition is under the patronage of Sofia Mayor Jostanka von Lukovo and Ambassador Stefano Bernato. and his wife, the embassy will cooperate with the municipality on its bid for European Capital of Culture 2019. We bring you more from Mrs. Svetlana Romova, Executive Director of Sofia Development Association. The exhibition has come to Sofia at a moment when literally everything is surging with excitement about Sofia's candidacy for European Capital of Culture. Each candidate has to come up with a cultural program that must meet a certain amount of criteria divided into two categories, the city and citizens and the European dimension. As far as the first category is concerned, in the last year and a half, Sofia Municipality has organized a lot of initiatives that attracted the residents of Sofia and engaged them in various projects, Mrs. Svetlana Romova told Radio Bulgaria. According to her, this exhibition is extremely important with regard to the second category, the European dimension of the project. By showing the history of the old continent in images, the exhibition reveals the diversity of European cities as well as Sofia's contribution to Europe's cultural diversity. You have heard Radio Bulgaria's culture program. Our program continues. Stay with us.